Recognizing that we are coming to the end of this particular portion of the meeting, I would ask that the questions be succinct and that the answers be likely so, and I'd like to have us take some action on the matter before us. Doing that, Representative Thomas.
Thank you. Mr. Glenrod, I've been told that Sears Island is one of the few places, or Searsport is one of the few places on the East Coast where the double stacks that you mentioned can be shipped to the Midwest, and that some of the other major ports in the country aren't able to do that. Is that the case?
Yes, that's true.
So that there would be an advantage to a shipper.
Oh, most definitely.
Because the cost would be much less if you can stack those containers too high.
I think that to get a direct route, let's say the object is to get to Chicago. To get a direct route, you either go through the Port of New York, which is congested and by modern standards too shallow, or you have to go as far south, I believe, as Charleston, North Carolina, before you avoid going through tunnels and clearance restrictions to get from the East Coast to the Midwest.
It would seem to me that Maine would be a hard place to operate a rail line. You've got freezing and thawing conditions that make it hard to keep a roadbed maintained. You've got long distances of railroad that need to be maintained, and low volumes of traffic. And it would seem like that anything that we could do that would add to that traffic would make it easier to keep a better rail line. And if we had a better rail line, would make shipping by rail more accessible to all shippers in the state of Maine. Is that a way that I should be connecting those dots?
It's a very good job. You should be on my board of directors.
Thank you.
Beware of what you wish for.
Yes, but you don't know who I have now.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Grinrod? Seeing none, thank you. Thank you for your time and your presentation. That concludes the presentation from the members of the Joint Use Planning Committee. Members of the committee, it's our responsibility at this point. It's our charge to come up with a recommendation of the report that has been submitted before us. I know on previous occasions we have expressed concerns with whether or not a transportation interest on Sears Island would in fact be developed. I don't know if those concerns in your minds have been allayed at all or not. I do know from a personal perspective that I do feel from my perspective that the conservation, recreation, and education interests for Maine and the region look to be maintained with this agreement. I would hope that the transportation interests likewise would be served and maintained by this agreement. I see one as being quite certain. I see the other as being less so. But I think that's at the heart of the issue that we have been struggling with all along. I'll open it up for some comments from members of the committee and then entertain a motion and we'll move forward. Anybody wish to speak? Representative Hogan.
Thank you, Senator. I think procrastinating on this decision is probably not an option that I personally am not too fond of at this point. But I do still have concerns over the assurances that if we did ratify what this consent agreement is all about today, 10 years from now, it'll still be in place without any interruption, expanding of boundary lines and things like that. If we can get past that, I don't have a problem with voting on this in the affirmative today. Thank you.
Thank you. Other members of the committee, Representative Thomas, then Representative Fisher.
I guess I have a couple questions. There are some parts of this agreement that trouble me. One of them is that the conservation easement is assignable. And we could find the holder of this conservation agreement being someone from outside of the state of Maine or even outside of the United States, the way I read it. That troubles me. So, and there are a number of areas that trouble me. Do we give up does the state give up the right of eminent domain? I think there's a question, and I've gone over it with the commissioner and some of the attorneys from the department, and maybe we do and maybe we don't. My question to the chair is, do we have to vote up or down the way it is, or can we send this back to be changed?
My response to the gentleman's question would be that the agreement has come to us for our acceptance, adoption, and approval or not. And I'm not seeing that, if I recall the legislation correctly, where it says that we couldn't ask that it be changed, or that it does say it's a up or down vote. I don't recall that. I could be corrected if that were the case, but I guess my answer would be that we have a pretty full latitude of how we want to treat what's before us today.
That being said, then, I can vote for an agreement because I believe we need some sort of agreement to move this port forward. I cannot vote for this agreement because of the unanswered questions and some of the points that I brought up.
Thank you. Representative Fisher?
Well, we got a lot of written paper here today, and one of them had a couple of comments on I'd like to respond to. And one of them, I'm not going to go find it. It suggested that the committee was showing contempt of the environmental movement. I can't see anybody on this committee that looks upon the environmental movement with contempt. Suspicion, perhaps, but not contempt. I live in Maine. I'm from Ohio. I'm from away. I live in Maine in large part because of the environment. In the last 2 months, my wife and I have been on two trips, and the best part of both trips was going into the environment, going into visitor centers, education centers, and I look forward to such on Sears Island. We are not in contempt of the movement. We are just suspicious because of things that have happened in the past. Secondly, in I believe it was that same email, there was a comment about the financial crisis we're in today, and we are in one. We don't need it. We're in a financial crisis today. If we start today, it'll be 3-4 years before, at least, before this comes to fruition. By then, this down cycle, I hope, will have recovered. It happens time and time again. If we wait until it recovers, we'll never catch up with the rest of the world. The possibility that our opportunity will be grabbed by somebody else, that the Midwest states will take care of those problems that block the double stacks, for example, will put us in the back burner, and Maine will not progress. The MMA gentleman talked about the quality of jobs that will perhaps happen to the MMA and maybe even to the Guilford system, the expansion of those jobs. Look around you. Our people are in a bad way, low incomes or no jobs at all. We have to do something for economic development. It is essential that this happen. Should have happened 20 years ago. Think of where we'd be now. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Brown?
Thank you. I'd like to thank Representative Fisher. Of course, that's why he's the old guy and the smart guy. But I think he echoed most of our sentiments very well. I just have maybe one question for the commissioner or someone in DOT. But is DOT prepared, or are they preparing some type of a port proposal? You know, in other words, move this process forward. I think that's, as Representative Fisher pointed out, we're a little concerned that we don't want to give part of the farm away and then not have any place to live. So, you know, I think we want to make sure that there is some process
without
forward.
The chair would recognize Commissioner of Transportation David Cole, and without a detailed plan of whether you have or you haven't, is the committee, is the department looking at trying to permit port on Sears Island?
In order to pursue a, permit, we're anticipating the need of a private party to undertake this project. As Bob Grenrod stated, a port, as envisioned in the Cornell study, would be a $200 million investment. We do not anticipate that the state of Maine would ever have that kind of money, but it does lend itself well to a public-private partnership. Before a permit can be considered, therefore, a private party has to come forward and be willing to pursue this, because the permit's not considered till it's real and there's a design and you know what you're undertaking. This agreement would allow us to have a product to take out into the marketplace. Bob mentioned that there has been some interest, and that's absolutely correct, unsolicited on our part. But until we have something to show them on paper, it's like a business park in your town. Pretty hard to go out and just market a big field until you draw lines, have ordinances, land use plans, services. We're at that point. So the answer to that is, yes, we are prepared to pursue the opportunity. As a matter of fact, that we're working with the Maine Port Authority. John Henshaw is here today, and their members. It's a regular topic of discussion, and if this agreement is blessed by this committee, it would be our plans to move forward. We can't tell you at this point in time how that would look. We would probably be talking to people in the industry as to the best way to get this out into the market. But Mr. Grinrod's company has connections in Europe, and actually the interest that was shown was from one of their contacts. So the answer is yes.
Yes. Other questions or comments? Chair will recognize Senator Savage.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, I want to tell you that I lived in Searsport for 6 years back when I think it was maybe the coal-fired plant was proposed, and among other proposals. So I'm not unfamiliar to what's preceded all of this. I want to say that I really appreciate the efforts of all who were involved in helping to negotiate this agreement. Personally, I would like to have seen more of the island set aside for transportation uses, but I do understand the need for a compromise. I continue to be concerned, though, that even after all the work and the compromises that have been met, there are still some who are unwilling to allow a port to be built on that portion of the island that has been reserved for transportation. A container port on Sears Island is important to the state of Maine as we look to the future. It is a unique and important piece to transportation and our economy. The economic future of Maine is too important to be jeopardized by some who are not satisfied by the compromise and want the whole island. I will accept the agreement, including the conservation easement, but I must be assured that a port will be permitted there too. So, Mr. Chair, I offer a proposal for the committee's consideration. I move the compromise agreement, including the conservation easement reached by the Sears Island Joint Use Planning Committee, be accepted in principle, but left unsigned by this committee until a port is permitted on Sears Island. The Transportation Committee will submit a bill to the 124th Legislature directing the Maine Department of Transportation to move forward with all practical speed to see that a port is permitted on Sears Island. Once that permit is in hand, the agreement before us today will be signed. Thank you.
That's in the form of a motion?
That is.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Can I summarize that by saying that you have that written down, obviously, that your motion is that the conservation easement that is presented and before us today be accepted, but left unsigned until a bill is?
Until
a bill is put before?
Yeah. The Transportation Committee will submit a bill to the 124th Legislature directing the Department of Transportation to move forward with all speed to permit the island.
The port is permitted?
Yes.
And once
and
that,
then once that permit is in hand,
then
this agreement will be signed.
And that was the basis of your second, Representative Masaryk?
Yes.
I'm going to have to turn to our analyst. What would it take, Karen, for us to get a committee bill to the legislature? A joint order? And we would request the joint order of who, presiding officers, or just how does that go? Okay. Just one second, please. Is this pertinent to the joint order?
It's pertinent to the motion.
I'll allow it, if you will, Ms. Tilburg.
Thank you so much.
Why don't you come right up to the mic?
Greetings. Thank you so much. I'm Karen Tilburg, and I think you all remember me. I came before you a year and a half ago with the agreement that came out of the joint use, the Sears Island Planning Initiative. And recognizing that you have been giving a great deal of thought about all this, I do just want to mention what I think is important fact, at least that I believe to be true. When the agreement was signed, and as others have indicated, it was signed by 38 of us, including myself, and I was one of the three co-chairs of that effort. The anticipation it had been and has been, I think, since then, that the Joint Use Planning Committee would take the constructs of that agreement and detail them and bring them back. But if the basic agreement is not ultimately approved by this committee, I think it is fair to say that those who signed it really would essentially be released from it and then would have to reconsider whether to re-sign whatever it is that you come up with. People signed that agreement in the very specific terms of it, and I'll just speak again about how hard and arduous and the great deal of compromise that went into that. So any basic changes to that construct, I think, would essentially release the signatories to that. And I just say that so that you would not be surprised and think that there was anything amiss if people chose to not retain their commitment to an agreement that had been altered by you in some major way. And I may be wrong in that, but I do want to at least raise that issue because the timing of all of this was something that was deeply considered and discussed. So I think your motion, while I understand the intent and you know, the goodwill in it, is, I think, would be considered by some to be a major change in the terms of the agreement. So that's why I bring that up.
Thank you, Ms. Tilburg. I did not hear anything in the motion that would be intended to structure, to change at all the agreement that is before us. So I appreciate your concern. Recognize Senator Savage and then Representative Miley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Karen, if I may.
Yes.
It's not my intention to make any changes in this agreement. My intention is to protect that portion that has been carved out for a port facility from others that were not involved. I believe everyone that served on that committee served in good faith, and I respect the, I don't have a problem with the agreement. What I have a problem is with those who were not involved making a big effort to prohibit any port facility on that 300 acres. And I believe it can be done. I mean, I've been through some of these firms back. I mean, one in particular that I remember at the Belfast Armory that the police protected my car because it had legislative plates on it.
I know the history has been so hard. And I think
so this is, I just didn't want you to misunderstand my thought on this. I'm protecting the port. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative.
Thank you. So quickly they forget. Because I wanted to clarify that too, as far as, so you're not talking about any changes to the,
no.
Are you thinking that the time and piece is a
yes.
breach or whatever, if you will. But the other thing is, Senator Savage, basically you're saying the committee accepts the agreement. I mean, there's a acknowledgement that this is the agreement that's in hand. I mean, did people go into this thinking that this was a time-sensitive? I mean, does it say that in the document, that this offer expires in 24 hours? I mean, I think that's a fair question to ask, because unfortunately the legislative process, good or bad, does not go that quickly. So, you know, there's no guarantee that as soon as this would be...
I think maybe, you know, just so that I'm clear...
No, and I think it's fair that you brought this up.
My sense is that there was, and my strong recollection was that we talked a great deal about whether to wait on the conservation component until a port application had been submitted and or approved.
Mm-hmm.
And the decision of the group was not to make that conditional. So it was a substantive part of the discussions of the group that signed the agreement. And that's what I'm alerting you to.
Yeah, okay.
And that's all. I want to alert you to the fact that that was discussed, and specifically by the Sears Island Planning Initiative, and was part of the contemplation of expectations around the agreement. And the agreement, I think, you know, and contemplated, you know, the process that has followed the Joint Use Planning Committee effort, and then in time, in fair time, bringing it forth to you. But I think the point I'm trying to raise is that holding in abeyance the easement and waiting until an application had been submitted and perhaps approved was essentially a term of the agreement that had been discussed, and it was decided not to hold it in abeyance. And please, if I'm wrong, you know, I'm a little rusty on this, but I ask all of you to confirm or not confirm that statement. And since I was a co-chair of that effort, I felt you should at least know my thinking on that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I see nowhere in the agreement, however, that it would say to this committee or to this legislature that if this is not accepted now, that it is off the table. And essentially, what you're intimating is that there may be signatories to that agreement who would think that because it's not accepted now and signed now, that they can rescind their signatories to it. And to me, that's I don't know what the expectations were, whether they were realistic or unrealistic, but I know what the effort was, and the effort was to come together with an agreement that was going to provide for the use, the joint use, of Sears Island, and to submit that agreement to the committee of the legislature having jurisdiction over that. That has been done. That committee has met, and we are now recommending how to move forward with that agreement. I don't see that that voids this agreement in any way.
I guess my point, Senator, and you know, bear with me, please, because this is very, you know, it's very important to clear this up. When you sign your name onto an agreement, you're signing to what is in that agreement. I signed that agreement. I stand by that agreement. That is my word. If someone subsequently comes up with a different approach, I am not bound to the new approach. I am bound to what I've agreed to. That's all I'm saying.
Right. And
it's very
personal to people. So the agreement, that's my point exactly.
Yeah.
The agreement stands. Now, in that agreement, there was nothing that I saw which says, this is how now, if you accept this agreement, Transportation Committee, this is how you will approach this agreement. That was certainly not anything that I saw, either being party to the discussions within the agreement or as it's been presented here to the committee. And so to intend otherwise, that this committee would, by signing the agreement, not be able to move in a direction that it felt was responsible, I think is unrealistic.
I guess my point is that in the discussions around the agreement and in the final deliberations and acceptance of that by some 38 people, people that sign that agree to what that world is. And part of that world was the clear expectation that an easement would not be held in abeyance until a port application was signed. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
And if you as a committee decide a different approach, that is certainly your prerogative. But that isn't what people agree to, is my point.
Thank you. Understood. It is the responsibility of this committee and indeed of this legislature to set policy for the entire state of Maine. And if we would use this agreement, which has been so difficult to craft and so important in that policy, if we use that as part of setting that policy, that's the responsibility of this committee. That's my point entirely, and I understand yours. Senator Diamond, please, and then we'll move forward with the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to offer a procedural compromise for consideration by the chair and by the chairs and by the committee. Understanding the delicacy of this agreement and all the various forces and interests that got involved with it, I think maintaining the integrity of that that agreement is very important. Also understand that Representative Thomas has made some good points, as have others, that there are some things in this that cause some people some concern. So for the committee's consideration, I would propose that we, in fact, sign a vote for this agreement, as we've done, but also have supporting legislation, which has already been talked about, that would include any timelines, it would include any restrictions, and any anything else that this committee wants to include in that legislation that would bring forth the very concern that Senator Savage pointed out in her motion. In other words, that legislation would be our supporting safety net to all the concerns that have been proposed and mentioned today. So in end, we would have, in fact, signed the agreement, maintained the integrity, realizing the delicacy of all the forces out there, but at the same time given ourselves the legislative prerogative of whatever kind of direction we want to take from this point forward.
Thank you. And I was trying to differentiate between the two, the motion that's before us and the compromise position that you suggest. And I think that the differentiation that I see is that, on the one hand, you would have the committee assign the agreement today, and on the other, on the motion before us, it simply is that we accept the agreement and agree with it, but leave it unsigned. Is that really where you're
at? That is. Sensing that, I think what Ms. Tilburg has said and others, that by not signing it, it could then unleash a whole flood of different directions and strategies and techniques. If we signed it, we bind it up by signing it, but we also, as part of the record and part of our procedure, then set forth with our own legislation to do the things that Senator Savage and others have mentioned.
Appreciate that. I guess my final thought on that proposal is that based on Ms. Tilburg's comment, it would seem as though if we did anything, whether the agreement was signed or unsigned, it is outside of the parameters which were somehow assumed within the group that has worked so hard on this conservation easement and this agreement. And I can't personally, as a member of the legislature and certainly as a member of this transportation committee, give up my right, my authority, and my duty to the entire state in terms of setting policy by being constrained by what I think or I am told a group of people felt that would happen. So whether it's signed or it's unsigned, to me, is somewhat immaterial, and though I can appreciate the concern of others and certainly respect the compromise being brought forth by Senator Diamond. Are there other comments? Representative Marley, and then Representative Masaryk.
If I may ask a question of John Clark. Typically when we have legislation or we review, because I keep hearing people say we sign off. I mean, what is our next task as far as do we have to give verbal agreement to this? Is there actually a signature that's required? How do we...
As a sort of important, I guess, clarification, just in terms of terminology.
For the audience who doesn't have the privilege of being able to sit here and watch you, could you tell us who you are?
Oh, I apologize.
I'm John Clark, the Deputy Director of OPLA, and in this capacity serving as counsel for the committee. And it's my understanding that there's no signatory role for this committee as such. with regard to the agreement. The agreement has come with the various signatories to it, to this committee.
Uh-huh.
The committee is then in the role of making its decision under the statute as to whether you approve it or not, and obviously with whatever conditions you might wish to add to that, which is obviously within this committee's purview. And I think as a clarification, it would be helpful to actually have the legislation that you're talking about be this sort of final step. In terms of committee makes its determination with whatever conditions, and then that going forward next session with legislation that says specifically, here's the authority of the department, here's the conditions in terms of going forward, because that's in a sense what you're actually signing off on is the department's actual action going forward with regard to conveying an easement for mitigation bank purposes and the conditions under which they would do that act.
May I?
I just want to pick up on that piece. You mentioned something about the authority to convey an easement for a mitigation bank, and that, as you recognize, ladies and gentlemen, the committee is the second kind of report that we have before us, and it is this, as I mentioned it at the outset of the meeting, it's the one with the pictures of Sears Island on the cover. It is an application by the department to, I don't know whom, somebody in the federal government, maybe the Army Corps of Engineers, to use an umbrella mitigation bank for not only the purposes of Sears Island, but also for broader purposes as they may pertain to projects within the Department of Transportation in the rest of the state. That has not been approved at this particular point, and there may be some question as to whether or not there is sufficient authority in statute to allow the Department of Transportation to convey such interest. If, for instance, this motion were to succeed, I believe you said that there would be a bill submitted, it's very conceivable that that bill could include that language, which would give the authority to the department. So I see it as a reasonable thing. I'm going to go with Representative Marley, then Representative Thomas. Are there others who wish to speak? If not, I'd like the other two, and then we'll move the question.
Well, just because I appreciate Ms. Tilburg coming forward and saying there's concerns about that. How I've always viewed it was that this was an agreement that was coming forward basically for us to vote up and down, but that this wouldn't be the end of the process. It seems like people feel like this might be the end of the process. And I'm hearing from you, if I'm correct, that this is really kind of the beginning of the process. This is sort of where there's mutual agreement, but there's all these other pieces that still need to be. Am I accurate about that?
I don't want to say that if you decided you wanted to approve this, that you couldn't, just as a committee, make a decision and that the department, you know, legally couldn't go forward. I think there are questions, at least in my mind, about how clear that is.
Okay.
And given the controversy surrounding this project over the years, clarity is probably a good thing. So I think that the sort of the series of events that you're describing leading up to legislation, which would clearly state, here's the authority, here's the conditions, if there are going to be any conditions, would provide a good clarity in a situation which I think clarity is to be
desperately needed.
Needed.
Thank you.
Representative Thomas, and then...
Yes, I could support Senator Savage's motion because a lot of the concerns that I've voiced, we'd have time. Some of them, like, for example, is that 7% or is a mill rate of 7 on the payments that would be made? And would the state be obligated? Would the taxpayers be obligated? Some of those things, that would give us time to clear some of those up. They don't change the agreement, but there seem to be some questions. So I do believe there needs to be some clarity, and Senator Savage's motion would give us that opportunity, and I would support it.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Masaryk, and then we'll finish with Senator Diamond.
Thank you, Senator. The only comment I have, it seems like what I would like to do is secure the agreement. And I think we're at a point, and we've been told that if we go with the legislative route, the agreement will not be secure. People are possibly thinking of withdrawing. I don't know whether Senator Diamond's proposal secures that agreement and then allows us to use the legislative process. Maybe somebody can clarify that, because I got a feeling that if we go ahead and we vote for Senator Savage's, I can see people already beginning to say, well, that's not the agreement we signed, and we're going to bail out. And I think we've put too much time and effort into this. So before we hastily make a vote, I would like to try to get to the bottom of that a little better and secure that agreement a little bit more. And I don't like the idea of being threatened by outside sources. I think we have this responsibility as a legislative body, and I think we should exercise it, but I want to make sure we can do it to the best of our ability. That's all I wanted to say.
Appreciate it. I am still unclear as to how having us accept this agreement as it is presented to us, and then looking at fashioning broader policy based around this agreement would allow people who have signed the agreement to back away from it. I'm still unconvinced as to how that would. No.
I agree with what you're saying, and I don't think we're changing the agreement whatsoever by Senator Savage's.
No, I don't either.
So I don't understand the interpretation.
I don't understand the concern. I said that Senator Diamond, was there somebody here? All right. Then yours will be the last. Senator Diamond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we have to look at this from two different worlds. There's the legislative world, which we all pretty much understand on this committee, and then there's the world out there that dealt with this, these negotiations for all this time. And I think there are some who would just as soon look for and determine the consequences of anything we do. And if we don't sign this or we don't agree to it, then I'm just concerned it's going to unravel everything that's been done. I just think there's people who take advantage of that. Senator Savage's motion, I think, is a step in that direction. But no matter what we do with an agreement, whether this agreement or anyone else's, the legislature has full right and duties to do whatever they want to do. And so by the mere fact that we do something after this does not consequent this agreement, no more than it would any other agreement. We have the right to do that, and I think we need to take that into consideration. I'm just concerned that if we don't put a nail in this baby, it's gonna float away. And I think there are a lot of folks who would like to have it float away. So I could live with the motion, except that I'm afraid that between the time this legislation is put together and the time that we get it passed, this other thing could have dissolved, at least partially. And I don't think we want that to happen, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Representative Fisher, last word.
Thank you, Matt. Both Senator Diamond and Senator Damon have kind of made the point that I want to make, but you got to understand that at least from my viewpoint, and I would guess probably some of the members of the committee, if not all of them, we look at this list, and certainly is a list of people who have great credentials. But in the final say, Sears Island is owned by the people. The people's dollars paid for it, and it is in the hands of those of us in the legislature, the people's elected officials, as to how it is dealt with. We share, the 12 of us here today, and the burden of trying to do the right thing with the people's money, the people's investment. And it's an agonizing decision that we have to make. I wonder if we allow this to be signed, that's a contract. Can the legislature break that contract?
All right. And with that, that clears it up a lot, so let's vote. It is a question, and I don't know. I guess I would refer it to our counsel, Mr. Clark. The question that ended this discussion was, if we sign this now and it becomes a contract, does the legislature have the authority to break that contract? That was, in essence, your question, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think there's any contract that's going on between the legislature or this committee and the various parties. They've come up with an agreement in terms of how they want to go forward. If this committee says fine, then they could go forward. And if they do go forward and there's legislation that's later passed, if they've actually conveyed the easement, which I think is, given my understanding of all the factors here, I don't believe that the actual easement will be conveyed until late this coming year or beyond, because I believe it's contingent upon a certain approval, for instance, of this Army Corps filing. So I don't think the easement will actually be conveyed until after this next session. So I don't think, at least in my own mind, that anything materially will have changed legally between now and the time the legislature has an opportunity to act. So if you say yes or no at this point.
There's a sidebar going on here. We'll take some time while councils confer. It's all right. We're almost there. We're almost to the point where we're going to vote.
We're doing well and staying on track.
Yeah, I see we are.
Okay, a point of clarification. I was under some misinformation that I thought I had understood before. It's my understanding from the department that they might prefer to wait for this application with the Army Corps, but that they feel they could go forward even before that application was approved, which would suggest that they could, in fact, convey the easement before the legislature would have the opportunity to take action. Whether they would actually do that, whether they would actually take that action before waiting for the Corps to approve the bank into which they anticipate this land going is a question I can't answer. But that's a clarification. I was indicating that they really couldn't go forward. It appears they could go forward, whether they would or not. But that's, again, sort of a side issue. Your question was, is there a contract? You wouldn't be signing a contract, so I don't think there's anything that would be – you wouldn't put yourself in a legal difficulty if you say yes at this point to the proposal that's come before you, and the legislature will still have the opportunity, I think, next session to take whatever actions it chooses to take, and I'm doubtful, but I don't want to say that it won't happen, that they will actually convey the easement before you have an opportunity in the next legislature to take that action. It sounds like
thank you, but you see right now, this issue now is at the core of, I think, Ms. Tilburg's concern that we were somehow changing the agreement that was so difficult to craft between all of the signatories. They were looking at it, again, according to testimony, as if this were going to be the agreement. Now, if in subsequent to that, we have another agreement which allows a umbrella mitigation bank or another agreement, which is what's on the table before us now as a motion to have the legislature direct the DOT to pursue permitting a port, anything that we do beyond this, is that going to release the signatories to this agreement? I mean, if it is, it's not much of a commitment to the by the signatories to this agreement, signatories. So it is a rhetoric question. That's a concern. I understand. So that's where I am with this now, and I appreciate, I think, Representative Fisher for bringing this up. Representative Marley.
Well, to go back to what Senator Dine was saying, you know, I think we are four steps ahead of where we have to be. I think he's saying we need to decouple these things as far as, because that's why when everyone kept saying signatures, I felt like we were obligating the state. I think we are acknowledging if we agree with this committee's work or not. And if we do, then we move to that next step, which is to address all the things that Mr. Clark has talked about as far as, do we go forward with the easement? Is there even the authority to convey the land you know, there's a lot of pieces, but it sounds like we're really being asked to look at this one isolated piece, and that there is, and I do have to agree, though, I don't see this change in the agreement. I respect, and I wasn't there for the meetings and the passion and all that piece that goes there, but, I mean, right now we're being asked to look at this agreement in isolation, and I understand that, but the people that signed it have to understand this isn't done in a vacuum, and even if it gets, we approve it, there's going to be steps beyond this, but I think it allows the department to move forward. I liked the commissioner's analogy of like a business park or something. You have a product that you can move forward and start talking about and saying this is what. So I'm very torn. I see this agreement as a separate piece. I could support Senator Savage's piece, but I think Senator Diamond has made a very good point as far as how I see it. Senator's decoupling the two, and we're focusing simply on the agreement at this point, and it doesn't obligate the state. It basically says we acknowledge what the committee's done and we agree with that.
Thank you. I'm going to wait with Representative Thomas and listen to your ideas. Senator Diamond. Yeah,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. If the committee decides they want to go with Senator Savage's motion, could we at least then make a statement as part of that that say, if we do, that we support the port action, support the agreement that's been done to this point, and noting, and the motion speaks for itself, but make that statement as a committee so that we've kind of inched up as close as we can possibly get to it without voting for it as per se. So there's no misconceptions, no misinterpretation as to what our intentions are.
And so that's a little different maybe from accepting the conservation easement but leaving it unsigned. We do want to make a statement because I think I'd be willing to do that. I've unequivocally said that I accept this work that's been done by the Joint Use Planning Committee. I do, and I don't want to step back away from it, and I'd like to have the committee support it. The piece that I like about the proposed amendment is that it now is the next step, which is directing the department to move forward to getting a port permitted, and let's get that done with post haste and not let this agreement get in the way of it. That's where I am with it.
And so I
certainly would go ahead with that.
If we had a unanimous vote, then, I'm not just suggesting we're going to, but if we had a unanimous on both of those pieces, that
would
send a
strong message. I think it's a very
strong
signal. That's a good thing. Representative Thomas.
I guess my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that if we do not accept Senator Savage's motion and we approve the agreement, then we are giving the Department of Transportation, because there's already enabling legislation, we are giving the Department of Transportation permission to sign and convey the conservation agreement away. And once that's done and recorded, or once that's done and signed away, then we can do whatever we want, but we've signed a legally binding document, and our vote here gives the department the right to sign that and convey that.
I don't know if I would characterize it in just those words, but I think you have, and I think it is correct, what you have said. We need to move forward with this vote. I like the statesmanship and the compromising thought that Senator Diamond had, which would be if we voted for the motion, that we would then, if we did, and it was approved, that we would subsequently make a statement and a vote on it, which moves us in that direction. I'd let you bring that forward. All right. Time has come. Motion before us is to accept the, I'm going to try to paraphrase this. If I leave anything out, let me know, to accept the negotiated conservation easement, but to leave it unsigned temporarily, and that we, this committee, seek the authority to report out a bill to the 124th legislature of the state of Maine, instructing the Maine Department of Transportation to pursue the permitting of a port on the island of Sears in the port of Searsport, and once that permit is signed, that the conservation easement will then become signed. Is that the essence of your motion?
Yes.
That's what we're voting on. All those in favor of that motion, so signify by raising your hand, and keep your hands up so the vote can be recorded. Voting yay are Representative Masaryk, Representative Rosen, Senator Diamond, Senator Savage, Senator Damon, Representative, I always forget this, Marley, Representative Brown, Representative Fisher, Representative Hogan, Representative Thomas, Representative Terrio, Representative Hogan, and Representative Peoples. It's unanimous with all those present and voting. Thank you very much, committee. Would you wish to have us move forward with another statement?
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Diamond.
I would make a motion that this committee issue a corresponding statement to that previous vote that states our support for this project and that and for the agreement, and that we, as a committee, would look as a committee would support the development as stated in the agreement.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Representative Peoples has seconded. Been moved by Senator Diamond and seconded by Representative Peoples that this committee would support a statement supporting the actions that have been taken by the Joint Use Planning Committee to date and work to help implement those. Is that, roughly, what you have?
Right.
Discussion on the motion? Representative Thomas?
Where does that leave my concerns?
I don't think it leaves those out in the cold at all, because your concerns, I think, can be addressed with the previous motion, which included the inclusion of a legislative document, and your concerns can be addressed there, I really believe. Representative Fisher?
I would like included in that the development of both the port facility and the environmental facility.
That's the intent. Thank you for clarifying that. I'm going to ask that you actually help with the wording of that. All right. Any other concerns? Then let's move the question. All in favor of the motion, so signify by raising your hand. It's unanimous of those members present. Any opposed? There are none. Thank you very much. Members of the Joint Use Planning Committee, members of the public who weren't members of the committee but have always shown a deep interest in this, thank you for your time. Stay involved. Help us work through this as we continue to move forward to try to develop a resource which has as much uniqueness as any in the state of Maine to provide for conservation, education, recreation, and economic development. Thank you. This portion of the meeting of the Joint Standing Committee on Transportation has finished.